Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection. I reclaim my time.
Gentlelady, Mr. Raskin, point of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady, suspend. The gentlelady should recognize the doctor as a doctor.
The sparks were flying in today's congressional hearing where Anthony Fauci, Mr. Fauci, as Marjorie Taylor Greene insists, was grilled to give an account of his previous testimony that he basically made up a number of COVID rules without any scientific backing. And that's just where the bombshells begin. All of this as a Florida county just designated the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum officially terrorist organizations. Gang, strap yourselves in. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And I know a lot of you, if not all of you, are sick and tired of the seedy corruption that we see pervading Washington, D.C. But you know the old saying, don't just get mad, get even. And that is exactly what you can do by clicking on that link below. You know that corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi have been getting insider trading secrets for decades now, enabling their returns to beat the market every single year. But thanks to a little known SEC database, well, guess what? We can have access to the very same trading secrets that these politicians are privy to. We get to see what stocks corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. And now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today.
To throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Catching his pitch is Nationals pitcher Sean Doolittle. Dr. Fauci, when you're ready, it's your pitch.
That pitch, that pathetic pitch, in many ways symbolizes the twisted career and public perception of Anthony Fauci. It's now being widely reported that Fauci has admitted under oath that much of what was marketed as science was actually nothing more than arbitrary dictates made up by Fauci himself. In recent bombshell congressional testimony, Fauci revealed that he made up the 6-foot social distancing requirements. He was unable to cite any study that corroborated the distancing requirements when testifying under oath. And he admitted that he could not recall any study that confirmed that masking was effective in preventing the spread of the virus. Now, keep in mind, masking was actually legally mandated in a number of areas around the nation, as well as the entire airline industry. Fauci also admitted that he was relatively unaware of studies on the impact of the virus on children, which, of course, we now know was radically negligible. And he also admitted that the lab leak theory in terms of the origin of the virus, well, it was fully plausible after all, even though he originally did everything he could to shut that theory down. Now, as you saw earlier in that exchange with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Fauci today is appearing before congressional testimony to give an account of these bombshell admissions. Here's Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup, chairman of the subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, speaking before Fauci at today's hearings.
While policy decisions should have been based on scientific data, some frankly were not. The burdensome 6-foot social distancing rule did not have sufficient scientific report. In your words, it just sort of appeared. Distancing made sense, but the 6 feet was arbitrary. Even Dr. Collins said he still hasn't seen any empirical evidence to support the 6 foot rule. A rule that shut down schools and businesses. A rule that will have negative ramifications for decades. As the pandemic wore on, more mandates also just sort of appeared. But the American public didn't get to see the scientific data to support these mandates. Americans were aggressively bullied, shamed, and silenced for merely questioning or debating issues such as social distancing, masks, vaccines, or the origins of COVID. Many Americans were willing to comply with the 15 days to slow the spread and understood the necessity of banning travel from certain countries in an attempt to slow down the virus. But many Americans became very frustrated when components of those 15 days stretched into years. And it should not have been the case that Americans were forced to comply with oppressive mandates when those who chose to illegally cross our southern border were not.
And that's the kill shot right there, the coup de grace, as they say. That, along with the way the mass George Floyd protests were blessed and encouraged by the very same elites who just weeks before denounced the protests against COVID restrictions as super spreader events. It all demonstrated for all to see the politically motivated double standards that defined so much of the insane selective tyranny that dominated the COVID era. Robbie Starbuck had a great tweet reminding all of us of what this meant. People were banned from holding their loved ones as they died, banned from visiting sick family, banned from stores if they refused a mask, arrested for taking their kids outside, and both people and businesses died because of this tyrant. Justice starts with Fauci in a jail cell. I know someone personally who died. I believe she had a heart condition, but she died because hospital staff refused to treat her because she was unvaccinated. What Robbie is saying there isn't even remotely an exaggeration. Michael Cipher, CEO of Public Square, good friend of this channel, he pointed out, quote, people got censored, canceled, and fired for critiquing these made-up rules. Now, this is quite the fall for Fauci. After all, it wasn't long ago that he was literally venerated, not as a scientist, but as a saint. You remember this?
No reporters asked about these emails at today's White House press briefing. Not one question. But you shouldn't be surprised. Of course they didn't ask. Tony Fauci is too big to question at this point. Quote, oh my God, one Biden voter wrote to Tony Fauci back in March. Is there anything I can do for you besides being grateful? Wash my feet with your tears, Fauci may have responded. We can't say that he did respond that way. For certain, we don't have his reply. We do know that in affluent neighborhoods throughout Northwest Washington, D.C., you can still see signs that say, thank you, Dr. Fauci. What does that tell you? It tells you that Tony Fauci is no longer a scientist, assuming he ever was one. Tony Fauci is a figure of religious veneration. He is Jesus for people who don't believe in God.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, in many respects, what we've gone through. Because it's only further fed the epidemic of delegitimation that's literally eroding our nation's institutions. We talked about this on our live stream Friday broadcast in relation to our court system, which, of course, is going now through a radical crisis of legitimation, especially after that venomous verdict handed down by the Manhattan court against Trump. Gallup did a recent study, found that Americans' trust and confidence in every single major public institution in our nation has reached very dangerous lows. I mean, we're talking crisis levels of distrust all across the board. We've lost trust in our government, in our legal system, in big business, in big tech, in the legacy media, the criminal justice system, and yes, most especially, our medical system. People see how radically partisanized and politicized this all is, and where citizens had to comply with all these protocols and restrictions all at the same time illegal migrants didn't. That's just one example of that duplicity. And if we didn't comply, our lives were destroyed. So in light of this crisis of legitimacy that our public institutions are currently going through, it's not a surprise that Lee County Republican Assembly in Florida, which is a grassroots conservative organization, Lee County, Florida, they passed a resolution declaring the UN, the WHO, and the WEF of all as terrorist organizations. I kid you not, the resolution passed by the Lee County Republican Assembly calls on the Florida legislature and Governor Ron DeSantis to pass and sign legislation declaring cooperation with the UN, with the World Health Organization, with the World Economic Forum, get this, an act of treason against the United States and the state of Florida. Now, unfortunately, the resolution is bottled up in the state legislature. But the very fact that such a resolution would get passed in the first place testifies to the total loss in confidence that so many have towards our public institutions today. In this case, international public institutions. And of course, we've been reporting on how the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty has basically imploded all over the world. In the words of Deborah Hein, writing for American Greatness, the treaty has, quote, crashed and burned. The treaty that sought to impose pandemic standards on all member nations that would have stripped us of our national sovereignty in dealing with a worldwide pandemic, that treaty is now officially no more. And again, it's all the result of this process of delegitimation that Fauci and his Democrat cronies have unleashed on our nation's institutions. And the irony in all of this is that the more Fauci and his cronies try to use the instruments of government to tyrannize, the more they undermine the legitimacy of those instruments and thereby weaken the very institutional mechanisms of that tyranny. The good news is that regardless of what happens, it really does look like the days of reckoning have come for Mr. Fauci in terms of his own legitimacy. He's clearly fallen from his secular sainthood. Let's hope that the forces that he was able to rely on for that time of pandemic tyranny themselves stand to fall as well. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special declaration of restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.